just one halakha in the laws of Seuda Shlishit that we are studying. The question is, what is the preferable food that one should eat during the Seuda Shlishit? So Maran clearly writes in the halakhot that lechatchila one should be motzeya al shtei kikarot. Shtei kikarot means shtei kikarot of lechem, two loaves of bread like we have in all the other meals. And then he writes in the next halakha that the chetreila, one should have the seuda shlishit with pat. The simple understanding of pat is, of course, bread. That's like the rest of the seudot that we have on their Shabbat and Shabbat morning. So seuda shlishit is no different. And then Maran says, yeshomrim, that you can get away with mezonot. And then he says, some allow, if you can have mezonot for whatever reason, things that usually you eat with the bread, like basar and dagim, which would be shakol items. And then he says, some say even you could have fruit, the seuda shlishit. And then at the end he says, sevara rishona ikar, that the main thing is the first sevara, pat. So Hakam ben Sion Abba Shaul has a very interesting hadush on this. Well, he says, like a ta'ila, one should have bread. But now let's say a person has a choice. He's not going to have bread for whatever reason. Either there is no bread, or he's not. They cannot have bread for some reason. Now he has options. So he has, for example, a piece of cake in front of him, a sponge cake, whatever they give for seuda shlishit. Or he has in front of him a wafer, or a cookie, Oreo cookie, or something like that. So Hakam ben Sion says that since a cake has a safek, maybe it's considered pat, because we know that for something to be considered a absolute mezonot, it has to have three properties. It has to be sweet, it has to be crunchy, and it has to have a filling. So the Oreo cookie is a clear mezonot, whereas the sponge cake might be a hamotzi. And therefore, a sponge cake in this case is better than the cookie, even though they're both mezonot. But this can be considered pat. And according to some, although we don't make hamotzi on it, that's for sure. But still, it's a better option. And he says, lechatchila, one should fulfill his obligation like that. Or he says, for example, you have matzah. Matzah, let's say our custom is to make mezonot all year round. Although that's a question in itself. But let's just assume to those that make mezonot and matzah. Still, matzah can be considered a safek hamotzi or a pat. And therefore, you could fulfill, he says, lechatchila. If you're not going to have bread, lechatchila, you can be yotzer, the seuda shlishit with bread, with matzah. What would happen in a case like this? Which we wouldn't think like this, but it's based on what we're saying. If somebody would offer for seuda shlishit, no bread, let's say, but there's sponge cake. And or they say, you know what? We made a beautiful spaghetti or a macaroni salad or more Shabbat. They say, oh, spaghetti is more hashuv. I'm going to have the cake. They says, no, the cake is better. Because the cake, lebaot can be a safek, hamotzi. Spaghetti is never a hamotzi. Spaghetti is not a pat mechlal. And therefore, when it comes to the seuda shlishit, although pat, meaning lechem, would take the priority, but his lashon is that if you cannot have bread, lechatchila, you could be yotzer with items that have a safek din of pat, like the cases that we said. But of course, he makes a condition that this only applies to seuda shlishit, not when it comes to the other seudot. There, lechatchila, clearly one has to have pat, which is lechem, according to the halakha. Now, it should be noted as well that the Gemara is very strict on the anyan of the seuda shlishit, and the hachamim say that those that are careful in the seuda shlishit are safe from many consequences, like the hevle mashiach, like the war of Gog Magog, and other troubles that might, chas v'shalom, find themselves at the end of time. The seuda has a great element of kedusha. As we learned, according to Harambam, one should have wine during the seuda shlishit. Some Mekubalim said there was even a Kiddush established in Seudah Shlishit, although we don't have a Kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah says, based on this Harambam, that one should have wine or grape juice, or a Pirei Gefen, somewhere during the Seudah Shlishit, and one should follow this practice. As well as the Ben Ishchai writes, covering the bread in Seudah Shlishit, just like one would cover the bread during the other Seudot. A lot of times we're not careful. We just bring out the bread, and everybody takes bread, and they make a motzi. No, the deen is, it has to be covered, even though you'll say, what do you mean it has to be covered? There's no kiddush. But that's not the only reason why we cover the bread. We cover the bread also, zecher l'man. And therefore, since we're doing zecher l'man, it's still Shabbat. And therefore, the deen is that one should cover the bread as well, just like he would cover it in the other seudot. So again, three points of the seudah. Two we had mentioned in previous halachot, the wine and the covering of the bread. But today's hiddush is that while bread takes the priority, that if there is not bread, then the priority is for something that at least is a safek that might be called bread over something that vadai would not be. Of course, if that's not an option, then you can take a clean mizonot, whatever the mizonot might be. Then the next option would be either she'akol, like meat or fish, alone, or even if one cannot, one can rely on having perot.